Our next talk is the meaning of other minerals and other incidents of mineral ownership. The author is Professor Monica Ehrman, Professor of Law at SMU Dedman School of Law. She has also taught at the University of North Texas at Dallas and at the University of Oklahoma at Norman. Prior to teaching, she served as general counsel of a privately held company, senior counsel with Pioneer Natural Resources, and associate attorney at Locke Lord. Before law school, Professor Ehrman worked as a petroleum engineer in the upstream, midstream, and pipeline sectors of the energy industry. Monica, or Professor Ehrman, has earned a Bachelor of Science in Petroleum Engineering from the University of Alberta in Edmonton, and her JD from SMU Law and an LLM from Yale Law School. Perhaps most importantly, she introduced me to my wife. Please welcome Professor Ehrman.
Hi, everyone. Yes, Chris, that definitely is the most important thing about me. Chris, I introduced Chris to my best friend, Terry, who's a petroleum engineer I graduated with, and she's an engineer at EOG, so... All right, can everyone hear me in the back? Okay, fantastic. So I'm going to talk about other minerals and incidents of mineral ownership. And what we're talking about is the grant. So within the deed, within the oil and gas lease, what we're looking at is the granting clause. And my area of interest in thinking about these other potential valuable pieces of the mineral estate, namely lithium, produced water, and porous space, I will focus less on porous space. You've heard about that this morning. And we have a phenomenal group of academics who are involved in this area. Professor Keith Hall is with us from LSU, Professor Tara Rigetti at Wyoming, and Joe Schremer at the University of Oklahoma are all fantastic academics who are studying in this space. For the purposes of this presentation, which is more condensed than the paper which you have, I'm going to focus more on lithium minerals and as they come out then of produced wastewater. And before I start, I do want to give the classic legal welcome that I also sit on the board for Matador Resources Company, and what I say does not necessarily represent the views of Matador. So within the grant of a deed or an oil and gas lease, we have a lot, we have a lot of property rights that flow from it. We have implied easements that flow from it. But central to this discussion, we have the grant of substances. So what is the grantor, the person making the grant? What do they offer the grantee? And that classification of substances within the grant is usually denoted by specific term. So we have oil, gas, other minerals. And the other minerals is the phrase that has caused a little bit of consternation throughout periods of time within oil and gas. So this is, this is an example of the first part of an oil and gas lease. I know the granting clause is quite small, as it is, as we used to take out our producer 88s and use magnifying techniques to read the language. But in this case, we have seen the term other minerals as part of the phrase oil, comma, gas, and other minerals. We have seen it as oil, comma, gas, comma, casing head gas, comma, other minerals. We've seen coal. We've seen sulfur. There are a lot of variations of the phrase, so I'm going to be very general with these comments and focus just on the two words other minerals. And I will set aside for a little bit of time, probably within this talk, about what the grouping and the various sort of permutations of that looks like. But I will come back to it at the end. So the granting clause then, as I mentioned, we have rights of use, the property description to defeat statute of frauds and identify the specific property. And to what we're thinking about is what substances does the grant offer? And the meaning of other minerals then can be very problematic. It is only problematic where they are worth something. That is, if there's any takeaway, we only fight when it's valuable.